Hey, this is Tasha.
Hey guys, it's Justine.
And this is Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't.
And all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't.
Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Hey guys. So today I want to talk about bad texters. Or not even just bad texters, bad communicators in general. I find it hard to believe when a man is like, when he says that he's really into you, but then doesn't call every day, doesn't text. It's like just doesn't text or check in with you at all. Like, if you're interested in me, you need to put in the work, I feel like, to let me know that you are interested.
You know, I feel like this episode was definitely one that we needed a man here, because I need to know what the hell that is about. What is that? Like, since when did it become so for men to speak to women?
Right.
Like, what is that?
Right.
It's technology.
I don't, you know, I find that as an excuse. Like, I don't, technology means that you have multiple different ways. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, you have multiple sources now of communication.
It's because it's easy for them to, and where the issue, where the problem too, because, like, it's just, like, going back to, like, one of our first episodes that we recorded about dating. It all ties into one thing, and we as women, we just allow certain things because we become accustomed to the Facebook, the Instagram, the DMs, the text messages. And before we got a cell phone, like a cell phone where we wasn't using minutes, we would run home to use our house phone. Like, oh, I gotta go home because my boo thing about to call me on the house phone, when you was running off minutes. And then all of a sudden technology evolved, and like I said, we make it easy for them.
I don't accept to do that. Those things. I don't even care if, like, it's gonna make me come off crazy in the beginning. If you tell me you're gonna call me and right back, and then I don't hear from, first of all, I'm not gonna call you back. I'm gonna wait for you to call me back. And then when you do, I'm gonna let you have it. Call me crazy, like, oh, I can't talk to this chick. She's psychotic. She's flipping out over something simple. But if I don't like something, you're gonna know.
When I say we, I don't mean like us per se, like me or our friends.
I'm us,
but
I'm
as a unit,
we, I can't even lie. I am definitely part of that. I
don't.
Previously, you, I can honestly say that, like, I was definitely I'm not really a believer, but, you know, I've definitely let guys get over with the excuses as to why they ghosted for a little while. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
No.
We make it okay.
We don't
make them pay for certain things. And I feel like if more women stood for something in that aspect, it wouldn't be easy, because if you don't give it to him, then he's just gonna go find it somewhere else. But if you be like, oh no, and then the next chick be like, oh no, I'm not going for that either, and then it keeps going, then he's gonna know, like, I have to really put in work.
Because, like, damn, I really have to talk to these girls.
Well, right, exactly. I'm gonna just keep waiting for the next person to know that you need
to know already.
Yeah, like, I
know already.
It's hard.
That's at this stage of the game. It's just like the bad texting, I feel like it's tired now. I've heard it so much that it's so tired now. Like, there's no reason why you can't answer a text message. There's no reason why you can't get up and say, or not even get up, it's the middle of the day or whatever it is, the beginning of the evening, and you can't pick up the phone and say, hey, how are you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. How you doing today? Like, how was your day? Like,
just something. Something quick.
Yo, I remember them days I used to fall asleep on the phone in a minute.
Right.
After
that's
seven.
What I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
What? I'm falling asleep on the phone.
Hello. That's what I'm saying. Like, now it's like, now that you have unlimited, ain't nobody running up your thing. So what's the point of having unlimited?
But we had that. It was like free. Oh, you had unlimited minutes after 9 p.m. As long as you didn't have like a boost or something, you had unlimited minutes after 9 p.m. So at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, we had unlimited at a certain time. But now you got unlimited from 9 for 24 hours.
But I don't understand why it's the opposite effect. Shouldn't there be more lines of communication?
No.
You know what?
Because
I think it is
what?
Too. Because men and women, because it's not only men that are bad, there's women that are like that too. But
I know I am sometimes. But not in a relationship. Like, not relationships.
Listen.
Just other people. I know sometimes I'm bad. I just won't respond. Like, I just don't feel like it sometimes.
And at the end of the day, that's what it is, though. You know
but then that's my like, thing. Don't tell me you love, like, you're interested in me, and yet you don't feel like texting back. Then you're not interested.
Right.
I just feel like at this stage, like, you know, in 2018, guys can multitask at this point. Like, you can be talking to five, and I don't mean, like, you know, messing with five girls. You can be talking to five different girls at one time now via text, via social media. You could talk to all these
girls at one time. You know? Slip up.
Right? I'd slip up and send something to the wrong person. I would definitely do that.
Well, it just, for the me, to it that all boils down to. You're so crazy. Y'all are crazy. Y'all are mad. Nah, but in all seriousness, I just feel like for me, people make time for what they want to make time for and who they want to make time
for.
That
is a fact.
And that's what I'm realizing. So if you don't make time for me, I'm like making time for
you. And anyone that says that that's not true, that's bullshit.
Is a liar.
Yeah.
They're a liar and they just don't want to
exactly.
They don't want to have any obligations or any responsibility.
Hello. Especially ghosting,
too, right? You mentioned that Tasha brought up something about ghosting. I don't know which one. I think it was you, Tasha. Which one said something about ghosting? Where is it now when men come up with this crap where it was like, oh, I needed time to reflect and just
be by myself
so I couldn't talk right now. I was going through something. Like, what is that bullshit? Like, in all y'all spitting at, what is that?
I feel like, I don't know what memo went out that only the guys got. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was through email, through their ball, whatever it is. It gotta be through some way that women were not able to find this out. Because when I tell you, so many times guys will be like, you know, just gone. And just like, you'll be talking, the conversation is cool. Like, all right, we'll talk to you later. You know, we'll talk tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night, you know. And then the next day, I don't hear from you.
Crickets.
The day after that, I don't hear from you again. Then I don't hear from you. And then it's just like one day turns into 3 days. 3 days turns into a week and a half. A week and a half turns into 3 weeks. And it's like, wait, hold on. What the fuck happened? Mm-hmm. Then out of nowhere, the nigga pops up. And then it's just like, nah, because you know, when I'm going through stuff.
Right.
When I'm going through something, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta get low. Like, you know what I'm saying? I fall back from everybody. Like, niggas! Like, yo. That actually now is just so amusing.
The lies you tell.
The things that you have to come up with. What the fuck is a text message, my nigga?
Or even a text message to tell me you going through something. Like, is that gonna kill you?
Oh my God. Are you going through what?
You know, I was trying to give him the
somebody die? Did you die? Like,
but that just goes let me tell you, if I'm dealing with somebody and that type of stuff happens, we're done. Because that just shows me that like I can't go through rough times with you. Like, if I'm feeling you and you feeling me, and if it's just a friendship, that's how you build a friendship. I'm just talking about from best, like, you start off at friends and then you become best friends and then you become lovers and you know, you grow old together with that person, and that's that one person that you confide in and stuff like that. If you can't confide in me like that, then okay, I know we stay. Right. We can't go no further. But if you're going through something and I'm digging you and you digging me, like, be honest with me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I'm saying.
I'm just thinking, you know, really, like, honestly, we are adults. Like, I'm not dating anyone who is, you know, shit, under 29, and I'm 29. I'm not dating nobody younger than me, period. So, you know, we're grown. So, honestly, what kind of problems could you be going through if we're dating each other?
You run
from
the cops?
What kind of problems can you be going through that you feel like you can't, when I say, hey, how's your day? If your day's not good because you're going through something, that's what you're supposed to say. Nah, you know, this is going on and that's going on.
Right, exactly. So you mean to tell me we're adults, right? If you're not in the ICU and you can't physically use your fingers, like you're not on your dying bed, you can't respond back to my text message or DM or whatever the case may be, what you going through something? So you going through something, that means you can't pay your rent, you can't pay the light bill. We're gonna be in the dark, we're gonna be homeless, like we're not gonna have food on the table.
Yeah,
life happens every day, bro. Like,
I'm a right, and I love yo, it. I love when it be the niggas with no kids, got a job, got, you know, they comfortable, got their own place and shit.
Hello.
I'm over here, single mom trying to raise a boy by myself, working my ass off, got a kid that's acting a damn fool in school and just stressing me out, family shit stressing me out, and I'm still like, hey, what's he doing? I wonder if he's okay. But this nigga can't talk to me because he lost in 2K yesterday. Like, come on!
Right.
Nigga. Like,
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here because I feel like sometimes I do be like, I don't know if that's the same being like a man, but there are times where I feel like I just can't be bothered with anything right now. Like, I just need a moment, and I can't deal with anybody, anything right now.
A moment is a day.
And that's what I'm saying. It's a day. So even if it's like you guys were like, you text me or call me, and I'm just like, I can't deal today. Because of how I feel for you, I got to text you the next day or call you the next day and just be like, yo, nigga, I'm going through something right now. I'm just feeling something. I just don't want to be bothered. But that's the next day. For it to be weeks and months and a year, that's like, what?
You like, what happened to you? Like, so, I don't even know if you alive right now. Like, are you a ghost? Hello. I don't know what happened to you.
Yes. And for all my insecure watchers out there, I can't wait to see what happens next. And I'm so glad that Issa did not just be like, okay.
Yo, my, let me tell you. And you know what? That, watching that episode is so crazy because, you know, this is a, nah, it might be a little topic, but not really. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I want to be in a relationship, like, you know, I want to be with somebody, but I still think my judge of character is still very, very bad. And the reason why I say that is because I watched that fucking episode where this nigga came back and was just said the bullshit line that's always said to me all the time. You know, I just went back here and I was just going to, that whole dumb shit. I'm over here like, oh, Lizzie. You know, like, so
like he came like, back, right?
You think you want to be in a relationship, bitch. You're still not ready. You're not ready.
Right. So I can't wait to see. Because
I'm over here like, dang, Issa, you strong, girl. Because I would have
been. He was strong. I'm like, but I appreciate
happy birthday to me now because he came back on my birthday. Thank God. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a dummy. So you feel like. Do you feel that that should be a dub? Like, Nathan should be a rap, never speak to him, not, you know, relationship over?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that. I think that she, but I do think that she needs to, I don't want to say make him pay.
Make him put in the work, though. He does need to.
Put in the work.
You gotta, you violated my trust. You need to do something.
I'm not saying, like, you know, because some girls be ODing, like, tit for tat, like, OD, OD. Nah. Like, now I'm going to go ghost on this nigga, show what it feel like. Like, no. Because we're not in high school. I mean, open line of communication because we're adults. Like, you cannot do this again. Because I believe, like, they were not, it's not like her and Lawrence or whatever the case be, like, 6 years into it and nigga, you just went ghost on me. No. They were starting out. He knew her, you know, where she came from, her past, whatever the case may be. He might have got cold, like, he might have got cold feet. Okay, I give that.
No, but I don't give him that.
I mean, no, I'm not saying, like, what he did was okay. But what I'm saying is, like, I get it. I don't get why he disappeared, but now we got to go, we got to move forward. So, in moving forward, we need to be on the same
page. The reason why I can't maybe the thing that I don't understand is that you trusted her enough that on the initial meetup that you got naked in front of her and jumped in a stranger's pool. You were comfortable enough to do that, but you're not comfortable enough. You're not comfortable
because
enough.
Because people do stupid stuff when they like you, though. That don't really, that's like saying, like, you playing a truth or dare game and somebody tell you, like, I dare you to get naked. But if somebody's there that you really like, you might get naked. And if you had a couple, I mean, he was sober, but I'm just saying, like, you, I really can't really say that because I've done some dumb shit for people that
I think it's different, right? Like, and I feel like it's your comfort level too. I get what you're saying, Justine, where it's like, that's nothing to him, probably. Like, I don't know, I'm not saying comfortable with your sexuality. Like, that's not a big deal. You see my body, so what? But to let you into my heart is something different, and not everyone can get there. Maybe Issa as a woman is different, but him, it's like, I get it.
I get it.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't think it's acceptable that he just went ghost on her and stuff like that. I mean, I commend him for coming back because most men don't even have the balls to do that.
Most men, what they do is... they slide on in and they see one of those pictures that everybody's commenting on and then they go they're going in and liking stuff, putting heart emojis on your shit.
He, on the other hand, he did kind of come correct because he brought flowers. Let's say that. He ain't come
in. Smack you with them flowers.
I should have smacked you.
Why would you ask me if it's real and then do some fake shit?
Right. I honestly, if I'm saying being Issa too and like the bond that they had in that connection, I feel like that bond is real and it is hard to come by. So I probably would take him back, but you about to be jumping through hoops to get back to my good graces. There's no way I'm letting you back in that easy.
Right. Right. Yeah, she definitely did the right thing, but I'm just saying, you know. I would have definitely been like, come on inside. It's been how many weeks? Come on inside. Come on.
Yeah. So I really can't wait to see what happens next.
Right. I don't know, Taj. I don't know. Would I have cared? I don't know. Like, I probably would have blacked on him real quick. Like, she was so calm. I think I would have blacked on him and then probably did the same shit, just forgave him.
Yeah. Or, like, kept talking shit while he was inside the house.
The shit women do, right. You know.
Right. That is very true.
Shit we do. And being so petty, like, everything now, because you disappeared, so you wouldn't know.
Right, you wouldn't know because you wasn't here. Oh, yeah, well, you wasn't around.
So. Right.
Just keep...
So petty.
That's women for you.
So man ghost and women get petty.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think if I've ever gone ghost, have I ever gone ghost on someone?
So if I didn't like you, that's the thing. Like, you're showing me that you don't really care and you don't like me, because I'd only do that to you if I didn't like you.
I'm trying to think if I've ever played it alone, like I like somebody and I lied. I don't. And I don't really like you like that. Nah, I don't think so.
I've just started ignoring. Like, I'm not answering.
Well, that's usually like when I used to like deal with guys and mess around with guys and stuff like that before, like my little young days. Mm-hmm. That's how I used to stop talking to niggas. Like, I've never really said, you know, I don't want to talk to you no more.
Oh, this isn't working.
No,
yeah.
No, I just stopped talking to you. Right. And then wherever I used to go to like hang around you and be around you to make sure I'm in your presence, I'm not going in.
Right. Right.
And that's just how I guess that's the equivalent of ghosting, really, but
it's different. Right. It's not, I don't know. I'm saying it's different, but is it really different? I don't know.
Well, the only reason why I say it's different is I'm not playing with your emotions. I just don't want to fuck with you no more. I'm not going back and being like, hey, I'm sorry I ghosted you. I was going through something. So it is different. Really, because it's never been nobody that I said I don't want to fuck with you no more. Like, really, like, we were messing around with each other and then it's like, I don't like him no more. Let me just leave him alone. Then I'm like, hey, maybe I messed up. No. It's never like that. Yeah. I stopped talking to you for a reason.
Right.
You're probably still cute. He's probably still attractive, but it's like, nah, he's corny.
I'm like, right. Right.
Right. Or something happened and it's just like, I don't care about that no more.
Mm-hmm. You said something wrong. Like, they just
like to still, I think sometimes men just like to still have girls in the back pocket, you know? Like girls on the sideline. Mm. I think
that's a man.
That's like just for a line. Just in case you stop thinking about me, just in case you stop missing me. Hey, I'm over here. I'm thinking about you. Like, right. That's how guys are.
Like, I think some women do that too. Not as often, but I think so.
Definitely not as often.
Yeah,
and I don't think women make you really feel like they want to be in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like. Men would make a man would make a woman feel like they want to be in a relationship, where a woman would just be flirty. And I think it's just the
It's flirty, but like flirty, but enough to make you like string you along to feel like you got definitely. A shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's very true. Like when you want to post a chick up on your Instagram, then the girl has to go and put heart eyes or something like that, like or something, just to let you know. Hey, I see you. Don't be getting crazy now. Don't be getting crazy now. So how do you think that, how important, since you're talking about social media, how important do you think it is, social media that is, in a relationship? Like, do you think that if your significant other has a social media that you should be a part of it or on there or, you know, in their social media? Because I know that has been an argument for me in a relationship before about me not being on or, you know, on a dude's page at all.
Yeah, I think, you know, I struggle with it a bit, right? And I think, but I guess I got to take myself out of the equation with stuff with it. But, like, if you are someone that's constantly on social media, and, like, or, you're constantly recording or, like, on Instagram or Snapchat, you're on Insta stories for, like, every single thing you're doing on life, and you're always with your significant other, but yet you're never posting that, then it's, like, why aren't you?
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, if it's someone who has,
like me,
a social media
that doesn't use it, and, like me, like, someone that doesn't use it, I posted my boyfriend with now and then, but I feel like I don't use social media at all to even post myself. That's why I'm like, it doesn't matter because I don't post. But if I'm posting frequently, then that seems crazy for me to never have anything of my boyfriend.
Right. Now, I agree. I feel like if you're using your social media for, and this is bad because I don't want to say like social life, but outside of like a business or whatever you're trying to promote, if you're not promoting yourself, I guess, business wise then, and if it's like just for, you know, likes and stuff like that, then yeah, you should post. If you're with your significant other and you're using it for that, you should post them. But if you don't and you're not a person that's liking everybody's picture on my timeline all the time, like you're always active and stuff like that, then all right, I'll give that
if you have social media mom, I should be on there.
I'm just like, you know, I keep thinking about it's like, but I don't know how many people are actually like me where it's like I just don't use social media like that.
But you don't, but you have your boyfriend on there
every once in a while. Yeah,
your boyfriend,
never been on.
All I'm saying is that I want to be able to scroll through I want to be able to scroll through my man's Instagram and see a couple pictures of me. That's all.
Oh yeah, of course, like date night and stuff like that, of course. Like,
yeah, I don't mean you don't gotta be posting all the time, like, you know how people make a whole, you know, life of it. I just think that it's questionable to me if a man doesn't want to post his girlfriend after she asks. If I ask you to put me on your Instagram, which I shouldn't have to do, but if I ask you to put me on your Instagram, or why I'm not on your Instagram, nigga, these next couple of days, you better figure something out.
Mm-hmm. But do you think...
You're not Instagram.
Just like compounding on that question, do you think that validates your relationship? Like your relationship isn't really real if you're not on each other's social media?
No. I feel like you're hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, without a doubt, because, you know, we discussed this before, but, you know, people like, you know, I'm not putting my significant other on social media because, you know, social media ruins your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Social media can't do that, right. You know, unless you guys allow that to happen. So I don't see no problem with you posting me on your social media. I should be on there. If you're able to have your friends on there, your mom's is on there, you know what I'm saying? Your little nieces and nephews is on there, the brand new baby, the new addition to the family's on there. Why I can't be on there?
But what about the men that say, I don't want to post my woman on social media because when girls know that you're in a relationship, then it's like they be on you 10 times more.
So what if they own you 10 times more and get them off you 10 times more?
But okay, so let me ask y'all this. What about if the girl always posts stuff, but the guy won't? Or like, you know how like sometimes girl posts something and they tag their man in it, but the man don't accept the tag?
He's hiding something. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care.
But okay, look. Because I've seen this before, like somebody, a girl will post something, right? And then she'll tag her man in it, or her supposed to be man, or to her, that's her man, but to the world, it's not. I don't know, it's messy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and then like they'll go and post something right after, but won't accept the tag.
What the fuck is that about? So you just going to ignore my whole tag, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Like, relationship. You want to ignore my whole notification?
Because she allows it. Because she allows that shit. Excuse me.
And I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about if, because it's people, I mean, for me, I'll use myself as an example. I don't care. Like, I'll put some up, like, of me and Kimora and my baby father or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'll tag him in it. He'll, like, some of them he scrolls through because he's not, he don't really use his social media like that. He's more on Instagram than Facebook. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'll do that, but that don't count because that's my baby father. Mm-hmm. Like, but if we in a relationship together and, like, I post something of me and him and he don't accept my tag, bro, we got a problem.
With, excuse like, me, knock, knock. Site.
Bro. But it's like I don't consider myself like I'm not in that category because that's my family. Like we have a family together, so I'm gonna post certain stuff and he's gonna post certain stuff. And if we ever get in a relationship outside of each other, that person's gonna have to know, like, this is what we do. You're not coming in here changing shit. I don't care who you are. But now if I had a guy, a boyfriend or whatever the case may be, outside of that, and I tag him in and he don't accept, we gotta fight.
No, we're breaking up.
What's the problem? Why you?
We're
not
breaking up.
Yeah, like I got an issue with that, and I think that I don't know. I think when I'm in like my next relationship, when I do decide to be in a relationship, I might delete my Facebook. I might go
I'm not deleting
and just have.
I'm not. This conversation years ago with two of my friends.
I might because I just don't. Want
I'm not
that.
Deleting it. I'm not.
I'm not deleting none of. I was in a like you know legit in a relationship and Instagram was like really causing issues amongst us. Right. Like you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Well, I want you to delete your Instagram. Well,
no.
No, if somebody wants me to do it, that's different. But if I want to do it, I think I'm doing that for me.
But why? Because then I ask you, why do you want to do it? It's not like you're on Facebook right now searching around for men on Facebook. So why are you deleting it?
Because I probably won't even have to delete it. I probably just won't have time for it anyway because I'm going to be, next relationship is going to be about me and my
That dude. I get, but it's like the deleting piece. Like, why are you deleting it?
I probably never.
I probably just stopped using it though. I probably won't be on it as much.
That's like, fine. I feel like that now. I'm not on it as much, but I'm not deleting it. Like I just barely am on it. I don't.
Yeah, I'm not on it like that. I'll post pictures of Kimora once in a while. I'll post a picture of me doing stuff or whatever the case may be. If I feel like I look pretty that day, I'll post it. But if I feel like I look regular, no.
I'm just not deleting it. And I'll say now I'm not that, like, I'm not a frequent visitor to social media. I might scroll down and look at, like, maybe three pictures, look at three stories, and then I'm like, all right, I'm done.
I'm off.
Yeah,
here.
But I'm not. But it's not because I feel like I don't want to do it because of my boyfriend. It's like, that's just me. Like, whether I was in a relationship or not, I'm just not a social media person. But I'm not deleting my account. As much as I barely use it, I'm not deleting my account because I'm on
it. They probably will delete it for me because I ain't going to be on it. I'm barely on it now.
I don't think it works.
You're taking up space. We got to deactivate
your. I don't think it works that way. I'm just like, even that, like, the men that tell their girls to delete it, girls that tell their boyfriends to delete it, like, for what?
I'm not doing that. Like, that, if that's what you want to do and what you want to have, cool. Because that has nothing to do with me. Like, I'm not fighting for,
what is social media going to do? What's the, if we can stay together because of an inanimate object, my nigga.
If I think it's trust then.
If we cannot be together because of other, there is always going to be other people.
Yeah. You don't trust me. If you feel like I need to delete my account, then I feel like you don't trust me. So what are you doing?
First of all, let me tell you something. Like, niggas going to cheat regardless of the fact.
And females are going to cheat regardless. Exactly. There has been cheating since the beginning of time.
Hello. Before social media existed.
Social media. Mm-hmm.
Before there was phones, okay? And it was meeting Jack and Jimmy was meeting. I'm not Jack and Jimmy. That's gay.
Jack and Jimmy.
Jack and Jill was meeting by the tree. Okay, and they knew what time to be there when they both got their husband. One got a husband. One got a wife already, and they knew exactly where to meet and at whatever time and what they're supposed to be doing. So we did not need no damn social media. I know. I done cheated like on a couple niggas before there was MySpace, okay? So
I feel like that's not, like, it's like y'all said, like, inedible object is not going to ruin your relationship. There's going to be people all around you all the time. First of all, people cheat with people's family members. Like, what? Hello, did we not watch the Players Club? Yo, the whole cousin was sleeping with the
That's
man.
That's ridiculous.
Right. Okay. And I'll let you in my house. And you gonna go and sleep with my dude?
All I'm saying.
So what? We broke up for a day. That does not give you the right to go sleep
media,
with him.
So it's 2018, okay? Social media is a very, if you insert yourself into that world at all, you know, social media will become a part of your life, and social media is becoming a part of our lives, excuse me, whether you like it or not, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So because it's 2018 is why, you know, if you have social media and you're my boyfriend, you have social media, you post everything else, I expect to be on your page. Now, don't think, we dating or whatever, that just as we're dating and we're seeing each other, I'm not going to force you to do anything like that. I'm never going to force you, period. Because if I got to ask you more than once, or if I got to mention it more than once, then there's a problem. Mm-hmm. But even before that, like, you know, I'm not going to pressure you to do that. When I know we comfortable enough to be doing that with each other, to be posting each other because we want to share. And I guess that comes with, you know, being with somebody who believes that same thing. Because I'm sure if you find, I'm sure if two motherfuckers who don't post each other, who both say, oh, I don't want you posting me on your social media. I don't want you posting me on the social media. Or I'm not posting you on mine. And then niggas say, I'm not posting you on mine. Y'all niggas ain't gonna last that long.
Right. Right.
Y'all not gonna last that long.
Right.
Because you know, you're portraying a certain lifestyle and it looks like you're single. You go out with your friends and you look nice out with your friends. You get up and you go to work. I see you getting money. I see you got your own place. I see you got a car. I see you got all these things, but I don't see a woman. So is that not going to attract more women into your inbox?
Hello. And it's just, I think it's just an excuse. Like, come on. Like, but it's being young-minded because, like, I don't have all my peers is not just my friends on social media. I have other people on my social media, like my godmoms and stuff like that. Like, they post their husbands and the husbands is posting their wives and vice versa. Some of them ain't married, they posting their girlfriends, and the girlfriends is posting their man because they're in that mindset of, this is my woman, I want the world to see her.
I want to share my nice, I want to share my pretty ass shoes, I want to share my pretty ass outfit, my pretty ass hair. Do I want to show my, I want to share my pretty ass man too. And I think that my man should feel the same way about me. You want to, you know, show me to the world like you showing everything else.
Right.
What's the problem?
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, if you have
social media, does validate your relationship. If you have social media, it does validate it. It does make a difference.
You know,
I mean, it makes a difference if you use it.
Because I'm like, so what happens now? Like, so I ask that question, but I don't like that time to say it's validating it. As if I don't have a real relationship if I don't have social media.
No, not if you don't have social media. But if you do have social media, and your partner has social media, and he does not post you, and she does not post you, that's questionable.
I think you need to use social media accordingly based upon your relationship. If both of y'all have it, and y'all post, and y'all use it on a daily basis, like if I see y'all on my timeline every day, I should know that you have a dude or a lady, period. But if you don't, and if you're not on it all the time, then okay. But that once in a blue that you on it, you better post something.
I think that, you know, social media is a reflection of yourself. At least that's what it should be. It's a reflection of you, and am I not a part of you?
Right. You put it right in the correct terminology. It doesn't validate your relationship, but it is a reflection of yourself. Okay. Because you don't only post yourself on your social media. I'm posting pictures of my family, like,
I'm showing you parts of my life.
My life, exactly. And I'm letting the world
in. Is your man not a part of your life? Is your woman not a part of your life? You should be posting her too.
That's a fact. Now, but it doesn't, I don't think it validates something because, to be honest with you, we had boyfriends and girlfriends before we had the social medias. And that didn't validate it. Or freaking, nothing really, it validated it because we was talking to each other. We had a phone or whatever the case may be, but not a social site.
I just think that if you have one, you definitely, your significant other.
You need to use it accordingly.
Be a part of it.
They need to be a part of it because, like I said, you post stuff about you, your family, who you are, and stuff like that. So if you're in a relationship and you are with that person, I should see a picture or two or multiple pictures of that person. And most of them pictures should have you in it too. Like, that should be doing shit. Like, don't just be posting because you got a picture that you're recycling. No, y'all should be doing stuff. Like, not saying like we need to see all the time y'all go out.
But I wish I was as smart and, you know, not so blind, you know, as I am now.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't they always say that if I can have my brain now and go back in time?
Yo,
if I could know the things really I know now,
nigga took me into that. Like, I really let a nigga like tell me, like, no, I'm not posting you, and just give me a whole, you know, laundry list of reasons why, you know, he can't post me on his social media. And I'm just like, damn, you dumb, Tasha. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, do you let this nigga beat you over the head? Like, he really told you anything, pretty much.
Because if he's smooth talking you, you know, that's what that voice on and knowing what to say, it's just like.
Yeah, because, you know, yeah. I just don't like people in my business. Right. Like, well, I like people in mine. So.
Saying the stuff that tugs at your heartstrings to get you, you know, to feel a certain
of
kind
course,
of way.
Of course. Dang, that's crazy. Just being so stupid, like, so young. And it's so funny because, you know, I just knew what the hell I was talking about. Like, I know what I'm talking about. I'm grown. Girl. You ain't know nothing.
That could be us years from now looking back on this very conversation and saying, like, y'all thought I knew exactly what I was talking about. I thought I knew it all. Like,
and I ain't know shit. But you know what? The difference between me back then and me now is that I know right now I still don't know shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I know some stuff, you know, but I don't know everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know that shit now. Back then, you couldn't tell me that. Back then, you couldn't tell me anything. Anytime before, like, 25, I ain't start having some sense till I was, like, 25.
But I always, in my life, always think that I do. But I still question it. I'm like, I feel so strongly about this right now and have arguments to back up my case on why I feel this way. But, yeah, I'm going to look back on this in 5 years and be like, you was dead ass wrong. Like, you didn't know what the hell you was talking about. You thought that that's what you were supposed to feel and you was thinking the right thing, but that's wrong.
Right. That's why I don't be on it like that, like how I used to be, like, you know, I guess overthinking stuff and then just thinking I know everything. I just kind of go with the flow.
I still think I know everything. I just know that there's going to be a point in time in my life where I'm like, wrong. Where
I'm going to change my mind about this subject.
I've come to a conclusion, like, okay, Justine, you don't know everything. Like, I'm not going to say I'm like a hippie, but I'm not a hippie. Like, I'm just...
I know everything. I know everything in the world. I'm always right. You're wrong. No, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I definitely be like that. Like, I'm always right. I love telling everybody that. Like, no, I'm always right. And if I'm wrong, it's like, I'm right 99% of the time. Like, sometimes, like, 1% of the time, I'm wrong.
And even if I'm wrong, I still was right in some kind of
way. I still was right in some way, shape, form, fashion.
Y'all are definitely related, okay?
I'm telling you, it's, you know what, that's lack of men in the home. I'm telling you, lack of real men around, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
that's
I wouldn't be the way I am. Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
So, you know, just having a sternness about you and assertiveness about you, like, you know, just because it's like I know how to take care of myself because I had to.
No one can tell me anything.
Period.
And that's just right.
It sucks. You know, it's a way.
That's crazy.
I mean, it sucks in some kind of way, like, but then it sucks, but then it's also helpful, right? I think I'm like that at work, too, where it's like, if someone tells me something, I don't care who it is. I don't care what your position is, what your title is. If it doesn't make sense to me, I ain't hearing that. You better prove your case to me. I'm not doing that. You better put me back down off the
stuff. I know that definitely can cause issue in, you know, relationships, because I'm like, you know, it's very hard for me to sit back and let a man, like, you know, take the lead. Like, you think, you sure? You sure? I think, no, we should do this. Like, I think, you know, and it's just like, no, it's not even on, no, I think. It's more like, no, we should do this. We should do that.
I wouldn't change that piece of it. What I want to master is the, like, getting what I really want, but making you feel like you thought of this decision.
I want to learn how to compromise.
No, I don't want to learn.
I would love to learn how to compromise and take other people's feelings. I do take other people's feelings into consideration, so much so sometimes that I do, you know, hinder myself. But I mean, like, when I'm feeling a way about something, to get out of my feelings and to listen to that other person and understand where they're coming from. Because when I'm mad about something and I feel a way, there's no change in my mind.
Right.
You know, so.
But that's not right. I'm saying no, but like, I will change my mind if you come with enough evidence to get me to change my mind.
That's like, true.
Prove to me why I should change my mind.
Yeah, it's just hard to get me to the listening part. Oh, God. It's hard to get me to the part where I listen to you. At least, you know what? I'm learning all this time by myself. I'm telling you, I am learning so much about myself that, you know, I've heard certain individuals tell me, and I'm just like, you don't know what you're talking about. Shut up. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I really am like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? The attitude sometimes is just unbearable for myself. How you can't deal with your own attitude? You know, it's just like, damn, like for no reason. So
I could deal with that. I just feel like I need to do better. That's my thing. I need to do better.
Yeah, I just smoke.
I can't with y'all too. I really can't. I really cannot. First of all, you just said that you don't want to learn how to compromise. I don't want to learn. So you don't compromise.
No, I'm saying I think I'm pretty good. Am I pretty good at it?
Based on what? Based on what you say?
Yeah.
Or based on what other people have told
no,
you?
No, I feel like based upon where it's not something I feel like I need to learn how to do. I feel like I do it enough, in my own opinion. I don't ever feel like, dang, I wish I would do it more. Like, no, it's I wish that I'm right, and I know I'm right, so I wish that I could figure out how to get you to see that I'm right.
I wish I could get you to understand. Like, I want to open up your brain and get in there and fix whatever's broken because you're not listening.
Right.
That's funny.
And it's because yeah, I truly, at my core, feel like I'm right. Like, I'm very good at, like, problem solving and thinking 20 steps ahead with stuff. So I know we about to go through this whole big old spiel about stuff and stress me out.
Just listen to me.
Stress you out when I'm going to be right in the end anyway. So why are we going through this process?
But you want to know something, too? I definitely, it's like I'm assertive and all that other type of stuff, but I cannot have a man that is a yes man.
Oh, mine is not.
If that makes any sense.
It's not a yes. It's why. That's the point where it's like we're stressing each other out because you're not listening to me.
No, I mean, like, you know, that always agrees with you. You can't have a man that always agrees with you.
No, I mean, I appreciate the fact that he doesn't. He pushes back. You know, it's like the stuff that you love, you hate at the same time. Like, I love that.
Exactly.
You don't do this. But sometimes I hate this because I know I'm right.
I totally get that.
So, no, Justine, I'm not crazy. I just don't want to compromise. I don't want to compromise in certain situations because I know it was going to end up being exactly what I said anyway.
Well, all I gotta say is I'm glad I'm not dating either one of y'all.
Don't say that. I am an amazing person to be with. I promise.
Just hearing this little piece of conversation. I love y'all as my friends, but if I'm gay, I'm not dating neither one of y'all. So, there we go.
The best person to date because I'm always right. So, I'm not gonna say you wrong. You're gonna do better.
I can't, but I can't date myself because we're the same sign. I tried that before. I dated a Taurus and it never worked.
I've never dated a Taurus. I always date the same exact sign and it's never a Taurus.
Yeah, I dated a Taurus before and it doesn't. It we were both so stubborn and just bumping heads all the time. And then I tried. Okay, I tried a different sign, but it was still in May. It was Gemini, and I'm like, never, oh no, you got two sides. Like you can't do you either.
I can never do Gemini. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, they're just like they sign, like what they Man, say, they two sides, like, yeah, they are, they're very, and I couldn't do my own sign, because I already know, like, okay, we're both stubborn, so it's not gonna work, but I get along with female who are Taurus, because it's like, y'all understand me, but a male?
But you still saying you don't want to date us, right, Tasha?
I can't.
Why she don't want to date us?
Cool. I can't date Tasha because Tasha's a Pisces and me and Mark always arguing. Mark is the same sign as you. We're always arguing, like female and male, because he sees it his way and I see it my way and I'm right. And
well, then you see what you're saying right now? You right.
And you know what? The reason why I'm gonna say Mark is
no,
right
the reason why I
Mark
say...
has the same birthday as me. So Mark is definitely right.
Bullshit. But it's But I think it's different because if you're, I think that there's female Pisces and then there's male Pisces.
Oh, yeah, we are different because I don't like Pisces men usually either.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? So, but you vibe with Mark a lot.
Oh, I vibe with all the Pisces men. I just won't date them.
Yeah, see what I mean? But it's like, I vibe with you, but I love my brother, but he's a jerk sometimes. He makes stupid decisions as a guy because he's thinking as a guy, even though he's a Pisces. But I be like looking at him like, you are so stupid, bro. Like, yeah,
that's a whole nother right. That's a whole nother podcast.
And I love him, so make sure that he hears that part. I do love him, but I be like, come on, you're doing the most. But that's with both my siblings. And I think because I'm the oldest, I see things that they don't see. That I've been, not that they don't see, but I'm trying to tell them, like, yo, I was stupid too, like you. I've been here before. Like, I did that. So don't do what I did. Don't do like the me. Opposite.
They're never going to listen, bro. Mm-hmm. You can advise all and you I want, but like, don't make yourself blue in the face because they're never going to listen.
Right. Yeah, it kills me because it's like, damn, like, I don't want to see you go through what I went through because I've been there and I did that. And it's save not for Kimora. The right thing. She probably not even going to listen
save
to
that.
Me.
Trust She's me, I'm telling you. Save all of that for Kimora when she gets older. Don't waste it on your brother and sister because they already old enough to make their own decisions. That ain't really your problem at the end of the
right.
day.
Yeah. So, nah, I don't really care anymore. I mean, I care. Then, I'm
of course you care, but you know,
like,
I would definitely still always tell you to, you know, tell them to do what's right, but don't stress yourself. Don't make
pop like, up it's for crazy.
Right. Say that for Kimora, you need it. Trust me, because Justin made me have a couple gray hairs already.
Well, you do my hair. You see, I already got two.
Two.
And Kimora's 5, so I'm probably gonna be my whole head gonna be gray by the time she gets to high school.
Don't say that. You're supposed to be a MILF when your kid is in high school.
Shoot.
Go in there and go get me some teachers.
Hello. Mm-mm.
She doesn't always say because she got a boyfriend, okay? So
but she like,
first of all, I can't.
Cut it out. Because you were the same person that told me, this is before your boyfriend, but you were the same person that told me when you went back to Lincoln, you saw, you was looking for which college.
Mr. Richardson, wasn't my kid's thing. That was my, someone I looked up to when I was in high school. If I seen him tomorrow, I'd still be like, dang, Mr. Richardson was a snack. That's because it's different.
I'm gonna chop this up and post it on a page and let Mr. Richardson see this. Hello. You know we friends.
Everyone needed a little eye candy when you was in school. That don't mean you would
first
actually talk
all,
to him.
We was his eye
at.
Candy, but thank God he was our eye candy, but thank God we wasn't his.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, that would
because I nice. Definitely would be looking at him real crazy right now.
Right. No, that's a little
like
gross.
You nasty motherfucker. But he wasn't mad cool.
Yeah, so cool.
Well,
that was a great episode, guys.
Yes, thank you, ladies.
Really
guys, post your girlfriend on the Instagram, okay? Just post her.
No emoji over her face. Just post her.
Right. I'm making a rule. Like, this is what has to be done. If you're in a relationship and you have social media, you need to post your lady every Wednesday, and females post your guys every Monday.
That's I'm not posting my nigga every Monday because you know what? He might have pissed me off over the weekend, okay?
I'm not saying like if you have a fight or something like that, but I'm just saying like at least once a month. Okay, it don't gotta be every Wednesday or every Monday. One Monday out of the month and one Wednesday out of the month. Do that. Make an effort. with baby steps. Baby steps, ladies. And gentlemen. Let's go back to the old. Let's go back to old ways, but staying this time. That makes sense? So, yeah. I need y'all to be like these old cats. But live in this generation. Don't be like them exactly, but do some of the things that they used to do.
I don't know what you mean. Like girls?
Yes.
Act like you like women. Text yes. us back, motherfuckers.
Yes. Say nice things about
just
women.
Text
yes.
us back, please.
Stop focusing on the negative stuff that you've been through in past relationships. Stop
that. It don't even be that, because these niggas fucked over the bitch before, too. It's not, it's yeah, not don't, that easy. Exactly. They be lying. It don't be that either. It's just, so, you know,
I need don't want to. Male and female to not bash the opposite sex, period. Yeah, let your past be your past. I'm not saying don't forget about it, because, duh, you learn. You know better, you do better. But I'm just saying, I don't want to see that shit on my timeline. I don't want to see, like, oh, this is why I can't fuck with this. I don't really care. Because it sounds like you fucking Jimmy. If your name is something else you talk about, you can't fuck with this. Like,
Jack and so, Jimmy.
If you ain't fucking with no bitch, you Jack and Jimmy. Like, and that's a problem for me. So, stop doing that. Men, don't do that. That's
I don't think I bash men, but I definitely, you know, make their flaws very, you know, known. That's different.
That's you speaking up about certain things on how you feel and how you want them to do better. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, when I see stupid stuff like about females, that's dumb to me. that's a turnoff. That's nothing cute about that. Like, bro, we not.
That's the same thing with women too. I need to just both don't do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not singling out guys. I'm saying, well, both sexes, women and men, don't do that. That's a turnoff to a man, and men, that's a turnoff to a female. But if you see something that needs to be fixed, absolutely say that, because it's different than tearing them down. You're trying to help them be better and do
just
better.
Not on social media. Just tell them that to them faces,
right?
Personally,
I don't need you to post it, though.
Right.
Now, if I'm responding to something I see, that's different. But yeah, don't do that, guys and ladies. Like, let's do better.
Right.
Let's do better. That's what I'm saying. So we're going to end it on that note. We're going to say do better. When you know better, you do better.
Yes.
So thank you for listening, guys. Please be sure to follow us on our Facebook page at Get Out of My Head. And Tashina, what's our Twitter?
Get_my_head.
And Tosh, the Instagram?
get.outa.my.head.
So yes, guys, like us on those pages, send us messages, email us. We have email as well, which is getoutofmyhead@gmail.com.
getoutofmyhead LLC at gmail.com.
So if you want to write us there, if you feel more comfortable with sending us an email about any questions, concerns you have, please do that. Reach out to us the best way you know how, best way you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. As we really want your feedback. So let us know what you think about tonight's episode and previous ones, because it's never too late to chime back in on things that we discuss. We don't mind. So thanks again for listening, guys. And we are out.
Bye, guys.